Spotlight, the 2016 Oscar-winning film for the category of Best Picture. It's actually a film that was made in 2015, and it's an American biographical crime drama film directed by Tom McCarthy and written by McCarthy and Josh Singer. This film follows the Boston Globe's Spotlight team, the oldest continuously operating newspaper investigative journalist unit in the United States, and its investigation into cases of widespread and systematic child sex abuse in the Boston area by numerous Roman Catholic priests. It's based on a series of stories by the Spotlight team that earned the Globe the 2003 Pulitzer Prize for Public Service. The tagline for the film was, "Break the story, break the silence." Something that you have to remember as you think about the whole idea of the theme behind this movie, the sexual abuse of children. Sexual abuse of children is a problem in society at large. Most perpetrators have nothing to do with the Catholic Church. In the United States, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be victims of sexual abuse before the age of 18. And that's based on statistics from the Centers for Disease Control. In a 30-student class with as many boys as girls, that's 7 or 8 girls and 5 boys who will be victims of sexual abuse. It turns out that religious organizations other than the Catholic Church have also problems with sexually abusive religious workers. SNAP, which is the survivors network of those abused by priests, points out that nuns, rabbis, bishops, and Protestant ministers have been charged with sexually abusing children in their congregation. Sexual abuse of children is not limited to organizations affiliated with religion. There have been sex abuse scandals in secular institutions, although none rival the betrayal involved in the cover-up by officials of the Catholic Church. See, the reason that this is so detrimental is this is a group of people that should have been trusted. In one of the scenes, Phil Saviano is a survivor that is being interviewed, and he said this. He says, "When you're a poor kid from a poor family, religion counts for a lot. And when a priest pays attention to you, it's a big deal. He asks you to collect the hymnals or take out the trash. You feel special. It's like God asking for help. So maybe it's a little weird when he tells you a dirty joke, but now you got a secret together, so you go along. Then he shows you a porno mag, and you go along, and you go along, and you go along, until one day he asks you to do things that you shouldn't be doing. And so you go along with that too, because you feel trapped, because he has groomed you. How do you say no to God, right? See, it is important to understand that this is not just physical abuse, it's spiritual abuse too. And when a priest does this to you, he robs you of your faith. So you reach for the bottle or the needle. Or if those don't work, you jump off a bridge. That's why we call ourselves survivors." And so this movie, which won Best Picture, was a cry to say, this cannot continue. More stats. It appears that the incidence of sexual abusers among priests is roughly the same as those of the general population, about 6%. Most abusers have many victims. Some have hundreds of victims. The reason for the scandal in the Catholic Church was the cover-up. By protecting the abusive priests and keeping them in circulation, the church hierarchy increased the number of victims. So a case can be made that child sexual abuse cover-up scandal has been worse that the Catholic Church has suffered in centuries, approaching the excesses of the Inquisition. And so these are the things that you keep in mind. And so a film like this is a cry of the public to say, this cannot continue. This is where the spotlight kicks in. Reminds me of a passage of scripture in Luke chapter 12. And it says this, it says, "Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who after he has killed has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. And a lot of times in the Bible, it is stressed by God, fear not. We see that when the shepherds are approached by the angels at the on the Bethlehem countryside. We see that when Mary is approached. But when God says, I want you to fear something, we take that seriously. We will one day stand before God and be held accountable for our life with nothing to hide behind. Hebrews 4:13 says, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And so as this spotlight shines on these priests and points a finger of accusation, which ended up being true, we also have to take a look at ourselves in each of our lives and say, if my life was put out there before everyone, my thoughts, my actions, my behavior, how would I stand? What would be happening to me when it comes to the spotlight being shined on it? You see, Job says, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so at some point, we'll stand before God. No place to hide. And standing before God at the end of life is no laughing matter. The Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10. And those who have not accepted Christ as their Savior and lived under his lordship, they'll spend eternity separated from God in a place we don't like to talk about, which is hell. But for those who have called upon God to forgive their sins by the blood of Jesus Christ, that's good news. It says in Romans chapter 10, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're not sure of that eternal destiny, then don't waste time. Call on God. And just because maybe you're listening to this and somebody with religious authority took advantage of that authority, I am so sorry that that happened. But don't judge God based on what people do. He's perfect, and he can be trusted. Look to him.